Okay. Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Simen Nun. And Hilchos Birchos Hanenin, sort of. And we're up to Simen Sif Yudalid, paragraph Yudalid. And now we're talking about different situations would require you to make a new bracha. And we said yesterday, Stam, as a almost a philosophical idea, that you see the bracha really, really, like you're supposed to have kavana. It's not just kavana. You see, you're supposed to be so focused on the object that you're making a bracha on that it's like the slightest thing makes you make a new bracha. Because, like, the bracha really has to be tzamud to what you're eating. And that's why the halacha demands a new bracha when you have a hesachadas or a shinei makom, or something comes up that you hadn't anticipated. Like, this is really serious business. You know, the bracha wasn't on this. So it breaks the bond between the bracha and the item you're making a bracha over. So if you dalit is v'cheinam halach l'chutz. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that this applies to everything except for hamotzi. We rule that it applies also to alamichya and possibly to all shivas hamina. So you walk outside and you come back. Because you stepped outside. He's eating alone. But if even one person of a group stayed there, they had a mind to come right back and rejoin the person who stayed behind, their establishment of being together. The permanence, the kviyus was not nisbatel, was not canceled. The chulon chayzon the kviyus on, but nechiv akol kasuda echad. It's all one suda. This is if you come back.
So the marsha. If you washed.
No, not if you washed. So this means like this. You're in your sukkah. In your sukkah, and you're sitting around. It's not during a meal. You're sitting around, you're eating fruit. You're spending time in the sukkah, and you go outside the sukkah, and then you come back. So normally, that if you're alone, you would have to make a new bracha, because you were mishane makom on fruit, so you have to make a new bracha when you come back. So that's what the kids are saying, and that's how we paskin, that if you're doing it with a group, and then you don't have to make a new bracha. That is very, let's say people eat breakfast. I'm thinking on sukkahs only because I'm going with the Mishnah Berurah that if you're under the same roof in the same house, it anyway doesn't matter if you go even from room to room. That's on the Mishnah Berurah paskins. So I keep saying sukkahs because that's when you're going to step outside. So you're going to step outside. You're drinking coffee, but you're drinking coffee together with a group of people, or maybe even with one person. And you step outside to, go to the bathroom. Go to the house, go to the bathroom, and you step outside to get another cup of coffee if you don't have it in the sukkah. So you do not. So normally you say, okay, I got to make a new bracha. That's when I have the most trouble with this halacha b'chlal. I'm saying if I'm alone and I go from my sukkah to the house to get, which is like three steps, and I get another cup of coffee and I come back, and I'm not making another bracha. Come on. It can't be. But you do have to make another bracha. So I have trouble with that.
If the sukkah is connected to the house by one wall, then does that...
Then it's like another room. I don't have that. I have a gap. I have to take a few steps.
What about the bracha chrono on the Echila Rishona?
On what?
What about the bracha chrono on the Echila Rishona?
You always make only one bracha achrona when you finished everything. That's what we're doing. Yes. You do not have to make a bracha achrona before you make the new bracha rishona. You only have to make a bracha achrona at the end.
Louis, you know you're leaving the room now. You're stepping outside. You don't have to make a bracha achrona now?
No. It depends. there is a din that you should make a bracha achrona because you might forget. But we're talking about you're in the middle. If there's no chashash, you're going to forget. You're going to come back because you're in the middle. So you're for sure going to come back. Except the shinui makom would demand another bracha rishona. So you do not make a bracha achrona, you wait till the end. Then there's always a halacha that if you're leaving your place, so even though, like, you know, you think you're going to come back, but you should get into the habit of making a bracha achrona because you'll probably forget. Maybe you'll forget. But we're talking about if he's in the middle. In the middle, he's drinking, soda, so you're schmoozing in the middle.
There's a group that shows you how to come back, right?
No. I mean, yes, but it's a little heavier than that because you see that if you just have in mind to come back, it doesn't help.
That's what I was going to ask. So, if you have in mind to come back, why should it be worse?
It's not just... Shinui Mokom is even if there's no Hesach Hadas. It might... Shinui Mokom is Menatek the Bracha, like it's... Shinui Mokom says that what you're eating further is not a continuation of the eating, it's a new eating. Once it's a new eating, you have to make a new bracha, even if there was no Hesach Hadas. Okay? That's the principle of this halacha. I would imagine by a group, the reasoning is it's not a new eating, even though you changed places, but it's not a new eating because you came back to group. That's really Mamish's Lasha.
So maybe by gum and by the sucking candy, that's why you wouldn't have to do it either, because it's not a new eating when you go in and out of it, because you're still...
You have to explain why it's not a new eating. So Ramosha's, the point is, it's not a new eating because since by nature it's the type of thing that you walk around, so your first makom never became your makom, that now you changed makom, so it's a new eating. That's the point. The reason it's not... I'm just saying it's a little deeper. You're right. But that gufa has a reason. The reason it's not a new eating is because it never establishes a makom in the first place. So that's why you're right, that it's not a new eating. But the pshat in the halacha is definitely, I think, that a new eating requires a new bracha, even if there's no Hesach Hadas. And who knows, maybe even Hesach Hadas is just a way to make a new eating also. You only see Hadas from eating, and now you decided to eat anew. So it's a new eating, so it requires a bracha. Not the pshat, the bracha petered out, because it has Hadas. The eating petered out. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll learn a little Tanya.